Hey friends, we're thinking about you, wondering what's changing for you in your life. What's changed for you like in the last 5 or 10 years? Because we played around with this exercise ourselves and went like, whoa, that's a lot of change in a short amount of time.
A lot.
Right? Oh. And then when you're going through those changes, it feels like it takes so long to feel like yourself again. Like you're like all discombobulated. Do you feel that, Jan? Like,
yes, I do. And it's a little bit of a different self, if that makes sense. It's like, oh, that self isn't really here any longer. Bye.
I have to adopt this new person. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to change, right? I mean, you just want, we have some things that we were just talking about that, about certain things in our lives that we'd really like those not to be there anymore. Mostly attitudes or kinds of things we think, and knowing how to go about that. I mean, you just tell yourself to stop doing that. Anyway, that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. That self-talk sometimes it turns into a mind fuck for me. And so
does. Yeah. And I get myself in trouble for it.
Right.
With myself.
I put myself in time out. It's like, what?
You go out, girl. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about transformation again, but this time the art of time.
Yes, so that art.
That fine art. I'm Mary.
And I'm Jan. And we are, I guess I was like waiting for you and you're waiting for me. We're Take Two Tuesdays. Lord. Oh my God, bear with me today. Mary has been bearing with me for a minute. So, woo! but we were talking about the importance of reframe and what we have to let go and release to move forward, to make space for the new. It's true. I mean, I'm in the middle, not in the middle yet, but the process of beginnings of moving, and holy I gotta let go. I've got to make space. And so, but we can even dig a little deeper into that and the beliefs that you have about yourself, the roles or identities that you've carried, whether it was imposed on you by your family or it created itself as life went on. And when you're going to decide you're done with that, you're done. It's done.
Yeah. Will you say a little bit more, Jan, about reframing? Like, what does that look like? What do you mean by
reframing? Sometimes life will bring a circumstance that you knew was coming, but came in just like a shitty ass way. It just it came at you. Something came at you, and I can sit in the anger of the injustice of it, or I'm gonna and I've decided, I made the decision to reframe it as a fresh start, as a reset for me, as a new beginning from henceforward. Mm-hmm. And even in the struggle of letting go and letting go of the anger, et cetera, it's a reset. So I don't pull myself, I don't do the vacuum.
Does that make sense? Yeah, even like that resetting your perceptions of somebody.
Yes,
like
yes.
You get a story that you tell yourself about that person, and you just keep that story keeps going and going and going. And you need to, in that situation to pause and really tell myself a new story, change my perspective, reframe.
And a lot of that is, for me, once I think I can reframe that for myself, that perspective or that old story that we've talked about, the old stories, the old ways, the old perceptions of you, when I actually start applying it and take action with me, I can go, I can look at that person and go, let it go, because you have, I mean, it really has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Ta-da!
and we struggle with change. I mean, everybody does it. Nobody can just make a change just like that. And there's reasons. Like, one is that we just feel so safe and comfortable in who we've become and how we are.
Yep. Yep.
And then when we make a change, then we have to really figure out, well, now who am I? Who is that girl? How am I going to act now?
Right.
And so also like true. Kind of we talked about this too, that kind of a change of identity that happens. Like you've adopted your new self and you've let go of some other stuff. And so like, now how do I act?
Who is that girl?
Who's that girl?
Who said that? And then you're like, ooh, I like you. Be my friend. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You were talking about letting go. So say a little bit more about that.
Sometimes I get impatient with myself, right? I become aware, and then it's like, all right, do the thing. And that's not how it works, Jan. It's just not how it works. And I think there's an art of letting go. And I think I'm in the process of that art form. And it comes in layers. And whether it's a death that you're experiencing, a move, a change of jobs, I don't know. It's, or even just trying to change habits, it's the art of letting the perceptions of what I was then go.
And just, trusting.
Right? Yes. Trusting that.
It's going to work out.
Yeah. Yes. Because if I actually remember, it always has. It always has worked out. Okay. So I'm going to trust. I've always been provided for. Things always... They do.
Always and so work out.
They do. And so, and then that brings you peace. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of that, you know, the struggle. So,
yeah, and it's not just surviving the change, but also like the feeling you have of becoming new, becoming better, leveling yourself up, adapting better.
Yeah, we were talking about pruning, making space. You and your garden and your flowers. And I mean, I know you want to take the dead heads off, right?
Get those out of there.
Get those out of there. But it's true. It's when you're creating a new identity, because I want to evolve and be evolving until I'm no longer here.
Yeah.
I mean, and so it is going to always... I'm going to always have those pruning shears in my toolbox, right? It's like there.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I just thought of this. We have a lot of trees in our garden, and we have this tree, Melograno is the Italian word. I love that word. It's pomegranate. I think that's the right word, pomegranate in English. And it's really a misshapen tree, and there's all this new beautiful growth at the bottom. There's beautiful growth sticking off like an L shape from the tree. It's like, that looks dumb, but we're leaving it. But when you prune off something that is beautiful, and there are things in our lives that are fabulous, and we need to take them off because sometimes they hold us back. I think that's true.
There's a season. There's a season for it. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And that's even harder. That's even more challenging. That's a challenging
one. Don't go there yet.
Oh, God. Oh, just one more thing.
But that relates back to that idea of flourishing. Like when you trim back a tree like that, it really flourishes because it has less to put out. It has less energy to put out to get what's beautiful. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
I'm not a prunner so much.
But. No, well, so the perfect story, because I've held on to some things from my marriage, physical things of our business that we had within that marriage. And I've still have some of, and it's not in my face, but I haven't washed it away. And it is, it's time. The time is now. And they're just things. And I'm not sure what I was hanging on to because it was a successful business. But I'm like, it was good, but let it go.
Go ahead.
No, I had to burp, but I was trying to do it.
Sorry.
Oh, I've got congestion, and I've been under the weather, and we won't let you in on some of the things or bodily function.
Oh god.
Anyway, that it would have been funny, but anyway.
But let's circle back to the beginning, like when we were talking about, like, make a list of thinking about all the things that have changed in you in the past 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah.
Make a list of those things and then congratulate yourself because you survived them and probably
flourished.
Not just survived, but flourished from some of those changes, or maybe all of them.
Oh, it's so amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So let's make some suggestions about what's worked for us.
Well, you know, I always bring it up because the journaling thing.
That journal.
Because when we first started this, when we first started talking, even pre-podcasting, you know, Mary was always like, "Jan, journaling has just been so good for me." I'm like,
"But I think it improves your life."
It does. It does. It keeps me from yapping about it and re-traumatizing myself and just put it on paper. Sometimes you got to burn that paper too. And that's okay too.
Yeah, I really like that point that you made about, like, when you say it, you're hearing it yet again and yet again and yet again every time you say it. But when you're writing it, you're getting it out and you have it to look at and really think about it. And then you haven't spoken it though,
because I always like to tell my dancers, you have two ears. When you speak out something negative, your body's in hearing that about you.
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be. And so I'm like, talk therapy was never good. I'm a good talker, but talk therapy,
Another thing that's been working for me is meditation. Which I always sucked at for so long, but I have a really hard time making myself last very long at it because I get my like squirrel brain.
I do like a minute. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, okay,
good.
I did it. But I like that meditation that our friend Brendan Burchard uses called release, and just breathing in and then breathing out the word release. Sorry. Because it helps you, like if your body holds on to tensions about things or thoughts about things, and you just need to let them go.
Go ahead. I'll chime in.
I was going to say about brainstorming too. Like that for me is such a great tool. Like when I did that list of 5 to 10 things, I think I got way more than 10 things that have changed in 5 years or less.
Wow.
And I look at that, I'm like, what the hell? That's a lot of stuff. Why am I not in a hospital? Why am I not a basket case from all that?
That's true. Oh, my God. Right? Oh, yes. Lord. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I like that brainstorming. And sometimes even brainstorming creates that momentum, creates that change, creates the clarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's a small action that you can take. Like the actions to get the momentum and the clarity and the discipline don't have to be like these huge dramatic changes. You can start small.
Yeah. Like with journaling, you can start journaling 1 minute and then add a minute.
Yes. Yep.
You know?
It can be a line. Just write a line.
Yeah.
And whatever, just that habit. So this is setting yourself up to win.
And to have hope, because you could when you see yourself making changes and then you see the impact of those changes and how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
You get to achieve some big stuff.
And I will say this, just to put that in there, is sharing that, because sometimes I know that the people that love me remind me of my wins, right?
Because
sometimes I'll forget my own wins, and so we don't have to announce them to the world, but I really appreciate that. And they're not, they don't even have to be like crazy huge wins, but they're wins. And
yeah,
you know, and yeah, it's you're like, oh, I can't do
it's
this.
Encouraging. And yeah, it also helps you have courage, I think, when
yes,
you hear
yes,
those things.
So, yes, yes, yes. All the
whole
things.
Idea of action.
Yes. And just remembering this is, you know, transformation, and we have talked about the art of time. It does take time. Or is this the art of trust?
I know. Art I was trust, thinking, didn't time. We change that? It's both. It's one of those T words.
Yeah, one of the T words.
Because it's both things.
It
right?
is.
Trusting that
it, is.
That it will change in time.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Look at you go. I like that.
And you said this yesterday, like, oh gosh, sometimes you change just without even knowing it.
Oh, those right? are the best. Those
they are. The best. You look back and go, whoa, that was a crazy girl back there.
Oh, no. And then you're like, look at me now. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. My gosh. But the same thing can happen for you. You can achieve great things. And
yeah.
And you're more remarkable than you've imagined, right? You are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, so.
Okay.
Yes, give yourself grace as you do this transformation. And you want to do this transformation because you want to be the best version of you today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. Keep us informed on your transformation. Yeah. All
or get
the
a
little
get. Or get a sidekick to tell, because you got to tell somebody.
Yes, 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 yes.
It helps.
Yes. Yes.
Alrighty.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you for hanging out with us today. And what else, Mary? Is that it? We'll talk to you soon.
That's it. We'll
okay.
talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.